Right, well, we've made it to that point in the show where we have an interview. An interviewee, sorry, I get myself tongue-tied. I'm still making up for that lack of sleep from Sunday morning. No, Monday morning. There you go. What am I on about? So either ways, we are joined with Michelle, and she is the Crafty Corkhead.
Well, thank you for having me. Really excited about this.
Yeah, no, I must admit, when I was messaging you, I was like, do you know what? I feel that your story needs to be heard by more people. And I thought, what a great place to do it, but over the airwaves.
Fantastic. Yeah, I look forward to telling you all about it.
Nice. Well, I want to kick it off first of all with really what was your inspiration to start doing it, because it's obviously something that you really enjoy. Just from talking to you beforehand, you've got a lot of love and a lot of passion for it. So what was it that really kind of kick-started it and said, you know what, I'm gonna go and make stickmen?
Okay, well, this has been going on for over 5 years now. It was all during lockdown. And to be honest with you, I think like so many people, I was drinking too much Prosecco. and then with that, I was saving the corks and I started to paint mushrooms with them. So paint them red and white, had far too much time on my hands. And then we'd go out on walks and I would leave the little mushrooms for people to find. So we did lots of walking during lockdown, and on one of those walks, my husband and I, we saw a fallen branch, and, you know, it looked just like Stickman. And we'd seen the Christmas film Stickman, and it's also a book with by Julia Donaldson and Axel Schiffler. And I thought, well, this would be something a bit different. Rather than doing the painted corks, I would do Stickman and have a go at making them. So we would go out on our walks and we'd collect up the sticks. And then that was basically where I started from, painting little faces on the sticks and then leaving them for people to find. So that's where it started.
Well, that was the bit as well, is where you literally put them in places for people to find. You know, nobody necessarily knows they're going to appear. And you blessed us with a bit of presence from one of your stickmen as well. It just appeared on the front door outside our business, and I was like, oh, well, that's really quirky, that's really cute, and it actually put a smile on our face. Do you know what I mean? So it was something you
did. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So is that literally the reason why you do it? So what makes you suddenly go, I'm going to go and make that for that person?
Well, you know, it starts off that I go on the walks and I don't actually intend to make it for a specific person. I go out on the walks, and while I'm out on the walks, I find little bits and pieces like, I don't know, it could be fir cones, moss, feathers and sticks. And then I have them bring them all back home and then I start crafting with them. And as I'm creating my stick person, that's where I start to think, well, I wonder who would like to have this. And maybe that's where I decide on the colour of the scarf that I'm going to knit, because it might match the logo of the business that I'm going to give it to. For example, today, just before talking to you, I had a chat with George, who's with us at the moment, from Friends of the Animals. And I'd bought in a stick that just happens to have a pink scarf on. And I thought, well, that's perfect
for
Friends of the Animals. So it goes a little bit like that. So, yes, I make them for different businesses to put in their shop windows, or just basically for other people to see. But something that's very important to me is that I do not sell them, and I don't make them specifically for people. They need to make their own.
Okay, that makes complete sense. But either way, so the thing you're trying to inspire people with is to do a bit of craft work yourself.
Absolutely. So it really, I think we have it with children nowadays and adults, that we can spend far too much time on our screens and on our phones.
Yes.
And, you know, the other thing is as well, what really annoys me is that buy now with one click. So people just think that if they want something, they just go in a shop and they buy it, or they press a button and it's going to be delivered to their door. But, you know, making stick people is so different because it involves a memory. So in order to have that stick, you need to be going out and going on that woodland walk. And that's what I want to inspire people to do, to go on that woodland walk. Look at nature, look at all the different shapes and what it feels like, what it smells like in the woods. all of those different things, the laughter that you have in finding the sticks, and there can be some funny shapes at times. Very funny shapes.
Yes, it can
I have
be.
To chop different bits and pieces off of them sometimes, and they come in very handy as noses.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes, yep, absolutely. Yep.
But, very well, you know, approached. I like the subtlety. That was
really
good. Absolutely. Very
good. Those hooks need to be lifted up a little bit. it's about having those memories. So then when you come home and you're looking at the different things that you've found in the woods, and then you start creating what you're going to be making, you're not just looking at that stick person. You are looking at a memory, a woodland walk.
Yeah, well, you've definitely made a few memories for people by, like I said, them randomly showing up on people's doorsteps or at different places and people finding them. Obviously, that alone creates a smile. And with yourself, obviously, if you're giving the inspiration for people to go and have a go at making them themselves, and like you said, trying to promote the ideas of actually going out for a walk, because we've got some beautiful places on this island
indeed,
that you can
absolutely
go and actually wander around and see. And I never thought about the fact that that was one of the things you were trying to inspire as well. And that's absolutely fantastic.
I can tell you one of my favourite walks.
Go on then.
And it is,
I'll tell you mine if you tell me
it
yours.
It is perfect for everything now. Fort Victoria.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Fort Victoria in Yarmouth. Free parking. Great for the toilets as well, which I do need to know that they are nearby.
Yeah.
You've got the beach walk to look for fossils. It's great as well to look for feathers. But then you can go in the woodland and they've got some great pine cones in there, but also great sticks. So you've got everything there. And when you go there, have a look in Cafe Verde. They've got a stick man in there. Imaginarium, they have a stick man in there. Oh. And the reptile place as well have got a stick. So I think it's a stick girl in there, actually.
Okay.
But they crop up all over the place. Fort Victoria.
Nice. I think my one is the Firestone Copse.
Okay.
Down by Wooden Creek and everything. It's one of my favourite walks.
I haven't been there for a long time now. Maybe I need to get crafting
definitely
in that area.
Yeah, I used to go always walking the dogs with my mum down there. And I must admit, sadly, since she passed in 2019, don't do it so much now.
Yes,
but
yeah.
I think last time I went down there, she was to spread her ashes, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. But down there, it's so beautiful, down by the creek. And again, you can just walk along the path where you can go off into the woods and just the network of it around there is just absolutely beautiful. And there's something about that walk that always puts a big smile on my face. And I remember coming home with all sorts of, actually, mainly my dogs were coming back with random twigs, which, I can use them for collecting.
Well, you can, that's the thing. Get your dogs involved in the whole stick hunt as well. It sounds like they'd be very good at doing it.
Exactly it. So, well, either ways, you've obviously surprised a lot of people over the years with your stickman. What was one of the best reactions you ever had to somebody giving someone one of your stickmen?
Well,
is there one that sticks out? There might not be, but
there's a few of
no
them.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Sort of
they've got two sticks at the Children's Ward of St Mary's Hospital.
Oh.
And in order to get those sticks to St Mary's Hospital, my sticks had to join the Christmas toy run by the motorbikes, and they go out every Christmas, just before Christmas, and they go and gather up toys and they take them to St Mary's Children's Ward to deliver. And amongst the delivery were two of my stick people as well. Now, I thought that was the last of it and that was all I was ever going to see. But then I have a look on social media, I have a look on their Facebook page, and I see those stick people cropping up in the photographs at the Children's
That's
Ward
brilliant.
Every now and then. So that every time I see them, and I don't know what their names are, if indeed they have names, but I always get that warm, fuzzy feeling thinking how lovely that is.
It's nice that you made a difference with that. Do you know what I mean? It's an imprint.
Yeah, again, that's like one of many different things, you know, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. So one of the things you said, obviously, you don't sell your stick men, but you do encourage people to go and do more crafts, and you do actually do some craft boxes. Is that correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
I put that together basically because I get asked all the time, will I make somebody a stick man? And it's like, no, I won't. Make your own. And then I think people struggle to actually get all those bits and pieces together to make their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is easy. You can go to different craft shops. I personally like the works. If you go in there and speak to Daryl and Carl, they might well introduce you to Woodbury, who is their stick man in there in Newport. But they've got some great craft stuff. So I gather up all the different bits and pieces. I put together a little bit of string, a little bit of wool. In my craft pack as well, in the box, there's a feather. There's also a certificate to become an official crafty corkhead stick creator. And an official certificate is in there once you've made your stick. But also, there's instructions on how to make a stick. Look, you don't need to buy one of my kits to do that, though. You can just go and get your own glue gun. You can go and get your own bits and pieces. You probably find things indoors that you can just use to make your stick. And everyone's stick is different. You know, they don't have to look like mine. But if anyone does want to have a kit all good to go, I have got them. They're £25. That includes the mini glue gun as well and instructions and certificate. It's up to you. It's not a sales plug to sell them or make any money from
it.
It's not. Just purely a case of that's what's on offer. But look, put your own kit together if you like.
Yeah, but again, it's just another driving point to get people started. If they maybe don't do much crafting, it will give them just a bit of a pretty much a starting point, really.
Absolutely. Sometimes just having a box that you can then go on the Woodlands Walk and then put your little pine cones in, your own crafting box, and then you can go and get all your bits and pieces out of it as and when you want to make your stick person. Yeah. Sometimes people just need that, a little bit of inspiration.
So how would they go about getting hold of them?
They can go on my Facebook page and send me a message and then say how many they would like to get. They can go along to Stick Headquarters, which is in Shelfleet. You won't be able to miss that place. It is between the traffic lights, a converted chapel with a big sign out the front with two stick men on it.
Brilliant.
And lots of stick men outside the chapel as well.
Love it.
You can go there to collect your stick kit. And then one thing I would ask is after you've made it, take a picture of your stick and send it to me so that I can put it on the Crafty Corkhead Stickman page for everybody to see your lovely creation.
Oh, that's fab. I absolutely love that. And you've blessed us with a couple of new presenters.
I have indeed. Now, the thing is that you need to think up the names.
Yes, we do. We've put a call in out already, and we do invite people to either message us on 01983 240666 or comment on our Facebook or Instagram post of what you think we should name them.
Well, and also, I was only going to leave you one, but I am going to leave two now because I think that they look so at home here. Just so that the listeners can know what they look like. They both look very different. One is sort of quite chunky and has got wool for the hair and a little burgundy scarf. The other one is a more of a skinny, tall stick man. And I've used a little offcut of some AstroTurf
and put that
on the top. So it looks like grass. look, so they both look a little bit different. So that might be the inspiration behind what you're going to call them. One's a bit chunky, one's skinny. You decide.
So you actually made one suggestion, which was Edward Woodward.
I did, yes.
And George, what did you recommend? It was
Twiggy.
Twiggy. So either way, they're pretty good ones there. So you can either vote on those names of whether you think we should go for that or give us your suggestions. I think either ways, let us know. It'll be interesting to see what you have to say. But either ways, we could chat for ages and we've already been there for a while. But thank you so much for coming in, Michelle.
An absolute pleasure.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Just when people are out and about as well, have a look in the different shop windows, because you never know where you might see a stick person. I'm just going to give you a few clues at the moment. We've got the Mountbatten shop in Newport. They've got two in there. A couple of the pet shops in Newport. Grace's Bakery.
Right.
If you look in the windows there, you'll see it. Luckett's Farm Campsite have got one. And Shelfleet Village Stores have got a stick girl in there. And it goes on and on. We've got Pet Shop in Freshwater. Have a look for that one. The Jewellery Shop and Clock Shop in Freshwater. I've already mentioned about the ones at Fort Victoria. And I'm sure some of the listeners might well say, well, we've got one. I forget where I've put them. So please let us know as well if you do have one.
Yeah, come on one of the Facebook posts. You know, more than welcome to. It's helping share the Isle of Wight community, isn't it? But anyways, thank you so much for coming into chat. It has been really, really good. And it's been nice to hear your story because, again, the fact you graced us once with one of your stick men and now we've got some other the new wave ones as well.
Absolutely
blessed. So thank you so much. So don't forget to check out the Crafty Corkhead on Facebook and Instagram.
I do a little bit of Instagram. I would suggest Facebook is the best platform.
Fair play. And keep up with how things are going.
Thank you
so much for coming in. Like I said, we could have talked for ages. And we'll make sure we talk a little bit more after we go into the next song. But no, thank you. And yeah, you can also listen back via the Vectis Radio website a bit later on today if you didn't catch it all.